It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
This episode comes out, it'll be one more week till Halloween. How exciting is that? Oh boy, I hope you guys don't miss any time between now and then. Yeah. You may know where this is going just from the title of this particular podcast. And when I think of missing time, as a parent, I really feel like kids are a vortex of time. They literally suck up all your time. And there's times I'm with children and time just flies. I don't know why, but it just happens. Might be because I'm having fun, might be because it's kind of like my job and stuff. But there are people out there who have experienced something far beyond just losing track of time. They've literally gone missing for like a day or two and have no idea where they were. Or there was like a space and time, like 4 or 5 hours where they just lost it completely and wound up somewhere completely different than where they're supposed to be. Now, some people think this might be some type of sleep paralysis, which seems to be a very common explanation for a lot of paranormal stuff. Is it possible for us to experience sleep paralysis when we're not actually paralyzed in sleep is the real question there. One thing I think is really wild, though, is what might be happening to us during those times, during those hours. Just to give you an example, okay? Like, I found some here on a website that just to give you an example of what I mean by this, okay? Two girls leave college on a weekend to visit one of the girls' boyfriends in another state. They visit, and on the return trip, one of the girls dozes off. The other girl finds it impossible to awaken her to help drive so she can rest. The remaining girl drives all the way back to college with her friend asleep beside her. When she awakens in the parking lot of school, she has made a long trip in a few short hours. Her friend wakes up and, very shaken, agrees that's impossible. So, it's that kind of thing. A woman takes her 2-year-old daughter to her mother's and returns home to go to bed as usual on a Friday night. She awakens, quote-unquote, to her repairman knocking on the door. Monday morning, she had lost 2 days. A group of moms get together every now and then to laugh and have a night off. One mother drives home, planning to stop at a friend's house, but thought it too late. She detoured to a cemetery to soak in the peace and quiet at 10:15 p.m., then drove home. The next morning, her fiancé asked why she didn't get home until 1:38 a.m. She hadn't lost time, as she remembered the times of her stops. She had actually gained time, which is quite unusual. Which brings us to the next question. What the heck is going on here? Because I think this has affected all of us at some point in our lives. And it's not just us losing track of time. We're getting time added. We're losing days at a time. Like, I think I'd notice if I was, you know, not around for a day. So, what could possibly be going on? Well, one of the most famous cases of missing time happens to belong to a couple named Betty and Barney Hill in New Hampshire. In the early 1960s, driving on a deserted road late at night, they saw a strange craft hover over their car. The next thing they knew, they were miles down the road, having lost about 3 hours. Subsequent hypnosis, so they actually put these two under, and they found them victimized by, get this, aliens. Psychoanalysis found them perfectly normal. Otherwise, I mean, everything else is going to seem pretty tame compared to that. But in November 1980, West Yorkshire, England, Police Constable Alan Godfrey was a routine patrol one night. Unbeknownst to him, a trucker further down the road, in addition to a team staking out stolen goods, witnessed the alien craft hovering over the road. So they kind of backed this up. Godfrey experienced missing time as well, during which he remembered being questioned by a man named Joseph wearing biblical robes. He was hypnotized after the incident and was found to be normal, although understandably shaken by that experience. 1993, just outside Victoria, Australia, Kelly Calhill, her husband and 3 children, oh man, this one always gets me. Her husband and her 3 kids were on their way home from visiting a friend, along with 2 other cars, one containing a single person and the other containing 3. Calhill and her husband both encountered beings from a ship hovering over the road. Calhill, quote-unquote, awakened to find herself in the car. Subsequent psychoanalysis, once again, did not include hypnotism, as Calhill remembered everything about the experience, down to the odd lack of color, as we know color, of the beings. So she remembered everything. So there you go. Do you think aliens are to blame for this? Could it be possible? So there you have it. There's some pretty wild examples of people who've actually missed some time in the real world. I don't know, man. Next time I look at the clock and be like, holy crap, time really flew. Maybe I should be watching it just a little bit more closely, because you never know if you might be experiencing missing time yourself. And this is the thing, it gets better. There's actually a lot of explanations out there for people And some more information that you guys might find kind of interesting, too. I think I'm going to include it here because it's important to know how we actually perceive time. The brain operates on a certain frequency. When it perceives an event, the brain waits for a repeat of the event, then judges the time between occurrences of the event. For example, the brain perceives a sound on a certain frequency. The brain catalogs this occurrence, and when a second occurrence of the sound materializes, the brain tells time by the reoccurrence of the frequency. Studies performed at Harvard University found that the eye, when asked to stare straight ahead with a ticking clock nearby, will take a half a second to move to the clock when asked to look at the clock. This means that the brain has documented the occurrence of an event using the eye to record the second occurrence of the event. How interesting is that? So you see this happen without actually seeing it happen. I think that's really, really cool. There's some other things, too. Stanford University Encyclopedia of Philosophy offers several theories on the nature of time. It seems reasonable to think that the brain works on frequency, so does time. Indeed, the Stanford University Encyclopedia of Philosophy offers several theories on the nature of time as well. It seems reasonable to think that the brain works on frequencies. So does time. Indeed, under the heading, The Topography of Time, the author posits that time actually has no beginning or end. But it is possible that time has streams of time. Frequencies can enjoy a wide range area, as seen in broadband, so time itself may enjoy the same range. If time exists independently of action, then action is of itself. Hence, a missing time experience, according to the above posted theory, would be the independent of time. So this thing could happen even outside of time. The reason why you can't remember nothing is because all this time passed, but it never actually passed. And oh my God, my brain hurts. I need Thanos and a time stone to figure all this out. Doctor Strange, and I don't know how he went through all those possibilities. Anyway, what do you guys think? Think it's possible to be missing time? Think we're getting abducted by aliens? I've also heard people walking into haunted locations and having this happen. Damn. I should have been looking at my watch more back when I was investigating all those weird places. Anyway, guys, I hope you're not missing any time, and I hope you're enjoying your time here on the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast, 31 Days of Halloween. I'll see you tomorrow.